Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, Assistant Director of the Studebaker Museum, Joe McCoy, has a conversation with both the museum's archivist, Andrew Beckman, and the museum's curator, Aaron Warkentine, about the innovation at the museum, as well as some of their favorite Studebakers. Here are McCoy, Beckman, and Warkentine.
So, Andrew, what drew you to Studebakers originally?
Dad, it was my father's fault. He collected Studebakers. My brother and I took our family vacations in a non-air-conditioned Studebaker to scenic places like Des Moines, Iowa, South Bend, Indiana, while my friends flew off to Disney World. This has made me the man I am today.
Every summer you went and did this?
Every summer.
Wow.
If we were lucky, sometimes twice a summer, because there's nothing better than wool broadcloth interior and 95% humidity.
Oh, my. I've seen the photo in your office of you as a little pudgy-legged toddler playing with Studebaker parts.
I was big boned.
In the middle of the living room. So it started early.
It did start early. It's really a family affliction with me.
Aaron, what drew you to Studebaker originally?
They're funky looking.
Funky?
Funky.
Like, why? How?
So my first experience with Studebaker was watching Columbo when he had a nasty-looking champion.
Oh, my.
In the 80s. This was the second series. This is after the Peugeot.
We're going to look that up. I'm not so sure about that. But okay, we'll let you go.
There was an episode where there was a champion in it. I said, what the heck is that? And my dad's like, that's a Studebaker. That's what all Studebakers look like. So, yeah. So that drew my interest.
What's your favorite model, Aaron?
Oh, my favorite Studebaker is those drawn by horses.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that about
you. I like the horse.
I didn't know horses could hold a pen to paper. So what's your favorite Studebaker, Aaron?
I will say my favorite Studebaker has to be that 1850s buggy that the brothers kept.
Why?
You know, it's a fascinating social commentary. Because most people in the 1850s couldn't even afford land transport. They walked everywhere. Mm-hmm. But the fact that somebody in town, some doctor who needed to go from house to house, probably had that Studebaker buggy.
And Joe, what's your favorite Studebaker?
The white Starliner upstairs.
And why? What speaks to you from that car?
It's just beautiful. The lines on it are exquisite. And to look at it, your eyes just go right down the lines and... I love that car. What's your favorite exhibit that you've seen? Because you've been there. You've been at the museum how long?
I know this. Going on 20 years.
So that's a lot of exhibits.
That's a lot of exhibits.
Which one jumps out at you the most?
I would say, and maybe just because it's still new, but the 10 Cars That Changed the World exhibit that we have going on right now, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed working on that, mm-hmm. just from the perspective of recruiting others to kind of help us tell the story. We didn't know we polled a group of automotive historians to have them vote for what they felt were the top 10 vehicles to change the world, and didn't really give them any parameters other than, you know, you define what change the world means to you, whether it's within the industry, a cultural note or something like that. And it made me think, and Aaron and I both participated in organizing that, and we were like, oh, that's interesting, and it really stimulated a place of history that we hadn't mm-hmm. explored before, and really enjoyed that.
It's been pretty provocative, too. I was out this morning, and there were a couple of folks who were, I think they were together, I hope they were together, arguing about this car should have been included, and why was that one included, and it's kind of fun getting people talking mm-hmm. and getting that conversation going out there.
It is very eclectic, to say the least.
It is.
Very eclectic, yes. Yeah.
That was museum employees Joe McCoy, Andrew Beckman, and Aaron Warkentine talking about how they grew to like Studebakers and the innovation happening in the museum. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.